We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome, everybody, to The Drive, a Thursday edition here on KFH Radio. Happy to have you with us. My name is Bob Lutz. I'm with Jeff Lutz. We are the co-hosts of this show. Max Power produces and engineers at 869-1240. It's the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. We got a whale of a show on tap for you today at 425. Barry Trammell from the Daily Oklahoman. We'll catch up with him on all things Oklahoma-related, including a surprising Oklahoma City Thunder team, at least surprising to me.
Got some good players.
At 4:45, Joanna Chadwick, formerly of the Wichita Eagle, currently of Vibe Magazine. We'll talk to her about high school basketball. And at 5:25, we'll visit with Brandon Scott from 610 Sports Radio in Houston, get his thoughts on the day down at spring training where the Astros train. I watched it all this morning, so I've got my own thoughts.
Saw some snippets. Not a good look, but also
okay. Once they got into the locker room, they were better. But I got a hot take.
Really?
I've got a hot take.
I've got not really a hot take.
These guys, and I don't know. Maybe 10 other teams did it. I don't know. I know this team did it.
Right. Is that your hot take?
They cheated the game of baseball. They have damaged the reputation of what I regard as the best game ever to be played.
And I don't know if that's true.
If A.J. Hinch is ever hired as a manager again, I will completely disavow myself from that team, whatever they are.
Really?
From that team, from that organization, from that city.
Somebody's going to hire him.
And potentially from the entire state.
He's a good manager. Someone will hire A.J. Hinch.
Just the way I feel about cheating.
I don't think he's the cheater. He's not the problem.
He said he knew it.
He was the scapegoat.
He's a manager. Why did he not end it?
He tried.
He tried? If you were cheating at work.
I don't know how you end it.
And your boss.
What are you going to do? Fire? Yeah, I'm fired.
To end it?
Yeah, I'm fired. Jose Altuve, not fired. Jose Altuve, best hitter in the world, not fired.
Alex Bregman, you don't have the foresight to see what's coming down the pike.
Explain
to me. Wait a minute. Let me talk. You're going to tell me that the Astros did not foresee getting caught?
I don't know. Probably not.
Players change in the game all the time.
They didn't get caught. A player exposed them.
Right.
They never got caught.
How do you not see that happening?
Because it's a brotherhood or whatever they say. It's a fraternity.
You're going to cheat trusting the brotherhood to protect you.
Yes, 100%.
You must be the most naive person I've ever known.
Well, out of 80 guys who came through that roster over the course of three or four seasons, only one said something, and it was a guy who benefited greatly through a no-hitter there. I think it was with Oakland.
Yeah, I can't stand the Astros. And shame on them. Shame on them.
I don't like the Astros either. But I was first and foremost not liking the Astros before
I thought
any
Justin
of
Verlander
came.
Was the most stand-up guy in the locker room
yeah,
today.
Except he's not.
He completely was. Here's Andrew getting us started. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Bobby. Jeff, how are we doing today?
I'm fired up again.
Yeah, it's a tough topic because, in my opinion, I think – you know, that Astros organization should have got really, 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 really punished for what they did. It's not fair. What is this teaching kids? It's okay to cheat. And it's okay to steal signs. And it's okay. Well, you can try to steal signs, but it doesn't matter. It's not fair for these kids that are watching these games. They could living up to these guys, and they're cheating their way into a championship game. That's just not right at all, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, listen, sign stealing is an art in the game of baseball. Using technology to do it, not good. That's cheating.
Exactly.
Thank you, Andrew. Exactly. Anything else?
Yes, have a good
Who does Cali play Saturday night?
Allen. They play Allen. You should be there. Thank you for that interview.
Is that a big game, by the way?
Yeah, if we win, we clinch the KJCC.
Yeah, but I don't care. Is Allen any good?
We get to cut. I don't know. I don't remember.
Thank you, Andrew.
It'll be an interesting game.
Thank you. If Allen's no good, I don't want to go down to see that game, do I?
I don't know. It's a chance for the Cali Tigers to clinch the Jayhawk East.
Well, I'm not a Cali guy.
And they might score 150.
Yeah, but I want to see a competitive basketball game, right?
I guess. If you're only going to one, it's not like you go to every Cali game. So I imagine you'd want to see the best game.
Do you want to go with us?
No, I think we have plans on Saturday.
What do you got?
Some kind of Valentine's Day thing Aaron wants to do.
Well, that's nice. Where is it?
Just around the house, playing games and doing stuff. And
is there the father-daughter dance coming up at any point?
I think that came and went.
And you didn't participate?
No, we didn't go this year. We were going to do the thing we did last year, which was go to Color Me Mine and paint, you know, like ceramic stuff that they later like gloss over, but didn't work out this year. We had house stuff, I think, was going on.
Well, I don't want to get into too much of the Astros because we have a guest coming up in hour number two, but I just feel sick about it.
Yeah, and if it the wasn't a good effort.
I always put myself in the place of, what if the Cardinals did it? I would be so upset. And imagine you win a world championship and this comes out about it. How do you feel about that? What if the Indians have won?
Reveling in it.
Wait a minute. You would still be reveling in it?
Yes.
Even though you cheated?
I'll sell my soul. I don't care.
You
win
would
a
cheat? You would do anything to get it?
Outside of criminals on the team
Would you cheat to win?
Yes.
No, be honest,
I
Jeff.
Would. If the Indians cheated to
you
win.
You would bang on a trash can to give your hitters an advantage.
Absolutely.
And not have any... I'd bring in
Oscar the Grouch himself to bang on the
track. I think this is a character issue.
If they'd won three before now, I'd be like, no, I wouldn't even. No, absolutely not.
So you would do anything outside of felonies to win a world championship?
Yes.
Even if it was completely tainted?
Yes.
What a sad... That's unbelievable to me.
100% I would.
What does that say about you?
That I'm desperate. That's what that says about me.
Well, the Astros were desperate.
Of course, but that doesn't mean I have to like them, because they did cheat. The Indians are out there.
Do you envy them a little bit for their success in cheating?
Maybe. It'd be fun to watch every guy hit 320 like they did last year.
So you are kind of on board with them.
Not on board with them. I hate the Astros.
And but you don't hate them for cheating.
And I'm sure their pitchers are cheating, too. And it's hard not to.
How are their pitchers cheating?
I don't know. How come every pitcher that goes there adds 3 miles an hour to his fastball and becomes the greatest strikeout pitcher?
But you're okay with strength enhancement. You've said that numerous times on this show.
No, I haven't.
Of course you have.
I don't think so. That doesn't sound like anything. I said we don't necessarily know the effects of performance.
You've said many times that you're fine with the steroids era. You're all good with that.
But this isn't an era. This is one team trying to skirt.
How do you know? How do you know it's one team?
Okay, maybe the Red Sox and the Yankees did it too, but I know my club didn't.
What if it's shown that you did? And what does it say about my exemplary character compared to yours that if this had been the Cardinals, I would be so
Because
conflicted.
You've won before. The Indians haven't won before.
I would be so conflicted. That I would, my stomach would be in knots. I would be an absolute wreck emotionally.
If the Indians had won.
And if it's ever shown that the Cardinals cheated on the field like this.
You're not done with them.
I may be.
That's baseball to some respect. That's just baseball. Taking it to the level that the Astros did, not just baseball. But baseball players
didn't
forever.
Didn't you argue the other side of this yesterday with Jason Duda?
No.
Weren't you as much against the Astros?
I was against not punishing the players. But I can't say I'd abandon my fandom. That's
well. Then you,
there's
then
a
you
line.
Have a huge problem if, you th- if you're pro-punishing the players.
There's a
because
line.
First of all, there's no way to do that.
Yes, there is.
How?
Who did it? Oh, it's Altuve and Bregman. Bye. That's how
what
you
What if
did
they
it.
All did it, which is what it sounds like?
Bye.
All of
Stagger
them.
Stagger the suspensions. Yes. Is there not a greater
you,
is there not a
think
greater
you give
deterrent?
A lot of thought to your opinions. That's all I do.
Imagine if the criminal justice system worked that way. Well, he killed three people, but he's down in Mexico, so can't go get him. Like, you punish people who did wrong. That's just the American way, justice.
But I don't think you can show who did what. I don't think you can't go to a court of law and say, we've got evidence that Jose Altuve, when he batted, they banged the trash can. But when Josh Reddick batted, they
there
didn't.
Is evidence. Someone went out and looked at video. If Major League Baseball was as diligent as the Twitter warriors out there.
I am honest to goodness ashamed of the stance you've taken today, which is pro-cheating.
It's not pro-cheating. It's pro, please let the Indians just win a World Series in my lifetime.
No matter how it happens.
Correct. Just one. And then it's nothing. I don't need anything else.
Okay, let me ask you this. What if the Indians were 151 with 11 games left in the regular season and it became a story that they were cheating?
Now, what's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen.
Imagine that. What if it comes out during the season as a team is playing this well?
Well, we got we won
100. So how would you feel then? And what would the commissioner do?
The commissioner has obviously told everyone that he will not do anything. What is the deterrent right now?
Would the commissioner expel them from the rest of the season?
No, because there's no precedent to doing that. He had a chance.
Why wouldn't he set the precedent?
He had a chance to set the precedent, and he declined. He suspended the manager and the general manager and took away some draft picks. That's his precedent now.
But that's a completely different scenario than I'm asking you about.
It's not
what if
different.
It happened in the season when a team was obviously on a path to winning it all? What would the commissioner do?
They wouldn't do anything. I don't think the investigation
but
would happen.
But if it became public,
there's no way.
If it's in the news,
there's no
that
way
that the Indians are cheating. With 100 wins and 49 losses, the Indians have – here, we've got the video. We want the world to see this. Here's what the
Who's
Indians
put it
are
out?
Doing.
Who's put it out?
Would you want the Indians to go ahead and win?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Who's put it out?
I can't – you're trying to get under my skin.
No, I'm not. I just want to win the World Series. I don't care how it's done.
Do you know the message that sends?
Not a good one.
Would you tell your daughter that?
Would I tell her that I desperately want the Indians to win
that
the World?
You should, if there's something you want desperately enough, Aaron, then you should do whatever it takes, including dishonesty and cheating, to make it happen.
No, because I'm not the one doing it. All I'm doing is enjoying the consequences of it.
But you're encouraging it.
I can't.
How do you deliver that message to your daughter?
Hey, come
pretend,
here.
No. Pretend like I'm your daughter.
Okay.
And have the talk with me right now.
All right. So, hey, the Indians
No,
are,
talk to me like you would her and look at me.
This is how I do talk to her.
Okay.
So here's what's going on. The Indians have had a really good season so far. Unfortunately, it came out that they might be doing some under...
No,
we don't know. There's no...
We've seen video evidence.
But
the
that
commission...
can be anything.
So it's not might, it is.
No,
give me that message.
We don't know for sure if
it is. We do know for sure.
No, we don't.
You can't.
Nothing like that's ever going to happen in the middle of a season.
We do know for sure.
There
so
are suspicions that you may or may not believe that the Indians are doing some underhanded things to gain success and favor in Major League Baseball this year. And while I myself would not do anything like that, and I've proven that during my own career and my own time when I played baseball, I'm talking about my work career now, don't cheat, don't do anything underhanded, but since they're doing it, we might as well have them go all the way and win the World Series.
Oh, my God. Well, I get her out of your house. I'm serious. Social services. That's
really...
Tyler, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bob. Hey, I was just calling to see if you're such a big hater of cheating, why are you still a Cardinals fan when they got caught stealing scouting database reports and stuff from the Astros 2 years ago?
Yeah, I didn't like it. But I didn't drop the Cardinals cheating, over that. Their guy went to jail.
Is that it?
Time stealing is not?
No, I didn't. Of course I didn't drop the Cardinals over that. It had nothing to do with what was happening on the field.
Having their scouting reports doesn't help them at all?
First of all, it had to do with scouting of players, not scouting reports.
But it's their scouting database. I mean,
Tyler, I'm not going to give you the answer you're digging for, buddy. Got it?
See, now that you get put on the spot.
No, that's how I handle a guy like that.
I'm Aaron now, and you tell me why it's okay for people to steal databases.
Because I happen to believe that Jeff Luno was a big part of that, too.
How so?
And that the guy from the Cardinals, what's his name? Correa or something like that. He got the penalty he deserved, but it was done underhandedly and not in the dugout or by the front office. It was one guy choosing to go off on his own and be whatever that was. I'm not going to completely disavow myself from the Cardinals because one clown did some things with scouting reports. If they're doing it on the field and players are involved and managers involved and the general manager knows it, my God, I can't drop them soon enough.
I get it. But here's where I am as far as your question goes. If no players get punished and there's really no deterrent for a player to cheat, what are we doing?
I can't. I'm not even hearing you. I feel so badly for your daughter.
What's
right
the
now.
Deterrent for the next team to do this?
I don't know.
Or to come up with something even more elaborate.
Have Aaron come and spend the weekend with us.
All right.
We'll try to get her back on track because if these are the messages you're sending out as a father, you never heard this stuff from me. Not one time when you were a kid did I come and applaud cheating.
Right. When I was born, the Cardinals won the World Series that year. You didn't need to have that talk with me. You weren't desperate for a World Series championship.
We were in three World Series in your first 5 years of life. My friend.
Lost two. What does that say?
We were in three of them.
But that's what happens when you have me aboard. Your team loses the World Series. 82, October, I wasn't born yet. But 85 and 87, I was. So you should be happy I jumped ship.
So anything it takes, again, to reiterate.
For one, yes.
But then you got to straighten up.
Yeah, exactly.
You get me one and you can't. I'm astounded.
It just has to be that way. And here's where I'll say
I thought the owner of the Astros, Jim Crane, who at one point this morning said he didn't think anything really came from the cheating, that it didn't enhance their performance. What an asinine thing to say.
It was a horrible thing to say.
I feel bad for Dusty Baker, although he gives them at least some credibility.
Well, he's the perfect guy for that job. I don't know anyone else.
But
who
boy,
fit.
Can you imagine? I think their first road series, I think they open at home against the Angels. Then they go to Oakland for three. Can you imagine?
Well, Oakland, what are they going to
do? No, those fans are crazy.
They will be fans. I don't know about the A's.
No, Oakland A's baseball fans. They will be all over them. Then they go to Anaheim to play the Angels. And Dodgers fans are buying a ton of tickets for that series.
Well, that will be fun then.
How good will that be? Boo these guys out of the yard.
Yeah, but then it's like a me against the world thing for the Astros, and they'll probably thrive off of that.
And then they go to Cleveland. There'll be at least 20 people there in parkas to express themselves.
At least.
What a terrible thing.
I'll say this about the Astros. I'll defend them in one way where people say, oh, you're just apologizing because you got caught. No kidding. That's when people apologize. Very rarely do people turn themselves in for wrongdoing.
Oh, many times people turn themselves in for wrongdoing.
Not really.
Many times conscience overcomes a practicality. Come on, man. Don't you have a conscience?
Yes, but people apologize. It
wears on people.
If you have a conscience enough to do it, you're not going to apologize until you get
caught. When you've done something wrong, you know it. It wears on you.
Right, but you're not going to apologize. You're going to
ride
it
out
until you get
caught. How many men or women have gone to their spouse and said, man, I did something really stupid. I hope you can forgive me. Or do they wait to be caught all the time? Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. How many people turn themselves into the law?
Well, after they've been charged and, you know,
how many people do something with their vehicle, a hit and run, and later get home and say, I shouldn't have done that. I got to go talk to the authority. People are better than you give them credit
but
for.
But most people.
And what you've I hope there are no children listening to the show now.
But I'm talking about.
No. Because what you're espousing right now is withhold everything you've done wrong.
I'm not
Don't tell anybody.
That. But I'm talking about
and
making.
And that's part of what you're saying to our audience. And the other part is cheat your tails off as long as you win.
I'm talking about
and I'm making, ashamed of the message.
I'm talking about making public apologies. No one does that until they've been caught.
I'm ashamed of the message.
You're welcome.
To wash my ears out from what I've heard in this first segment. It's just blasphemous. Let's take a break, Max. I may or may not come back.
Well, who am I going to do the show with?
Barry Trammell from the Daily Oklahoman will join us. But we do have tickets, Max, to give away. How about this? Lindsey Buckingham, formerly of Fleetwood Mac, brings his extraordinary guitar talents to the Orpheum Theater on May 9th. Tickets don't go on sale until tomorrow, but you can win them today before you can buy them if you're caller number 2 at 869-1240, all from the show and station that always goes all the way. The Drive on KFA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.